Now we have in chapter 20 the penalty for breaking the commandments, and what we really have before us is what would be called today the penal code. Dr. Andrew Bonar, in his book on Leviticus, calls this chapter Warnings Against the Sins of the Former Inhabitants. In other words, these are the things that the inhabitants before did. Now, it would seem from this chapter that the death penalty was exacted for breaking any one of the Ten Commandments. Now, it's true not all of them are listed here under the penal code for the death penalty. Only a few, for instance, are, and I think they're given to us, by the way, as examples. Murder, for instance, is not listed in this chapter, yet the death penalty was leveled against the murderer. We've already seen that, and we will see it again when we get to Numbers, the 35th chapter, and we'll call attention at that time. Now, the first thing to note in this chapter is that it is an abridged edition of the penal code. And therefore, it's for that reason that I infer that the penalty for breaking any of the Ten Commandments was death. Now, God, therefore, instituted capital punishment, and remember, He is just and righteous. He applied the death penalty with unsparing severity. Nowhere in the Word of God is punishment, by the way, for the purpose of reforming the criminal. That is something that never was in the books. That was not the objective. And actually, it was not to cut down the crime rate. God didn't give it for that reason. Yet I personally think it will cut down the crime rate. And I think one of the reasons for this spread like a dreadful plague throughout this land of lawlessness is due to the fact that we have weak-kneed judges today that won't enforce the law. And we hear a great many sob sisters cry about the death penalty. Now, God instituted capital punishment for good and sufficient reasons. And for a man to say today that he doesn't believe in the death penalty and he thought it was terrible back in the Bible, I have a question to ask him. You mean that you're better than God then? Because God doesn't make any apologies for it. My friend, justice and righteousness demand punishment. The majesty and the law and holiness of God have been outraged, and the crime must be punished. Listen to God when He put them in the land in Numbers 35. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. You remember that the writer even in the New Testament says that the blood of Abel cried out from the ground, demanding it. Let me ask you a question if you do not believe in capital punishment, and you are a softy in this connection. Now, I do not know who I'm talking to. It may be today that you are a father. Maybe today you're a mother. Suppose that you have several precious little children there, and there came in a criminal, and he was sadistic, took up your children by the heels, and dashed their head against a stone. What do you think ought to be done to them? I'm talking about yours now, not about somebody way over in another state. It's very easy to be theoretical and ideal today. It's very easy for a judge to sit on a bench and say, now I don't think this poor criminal ought to be sent to the electric chair. I remember when they had this famous case out here in California, and all of this crowd was parading up there at the governor's mansion and parading at the penitentiary that he ought to be let off. Did you know that one of the girls that he had raped and had killed the fella that she was with, did you know that she's in a mental institution, a raving maniac? The parents wrote me when they heard I was for capital punishment, and I came out for it very strong at that time. I have a book on it, by the way. I still believe in it. Think it's God's method today. Think it'd cut down a lot of crime. It was so easy for the judge to make a decision. But my friend, what about these parents? When they wrote me, they said they felt like he should be executed. And they're lovely Christian people. Don't tell me they're not lovely. They're as lovely as you are. You see, when you're talking about somebody else's, it's a different story. When you're talking about your own, that changes the color of the picture altogether. Now, God says that they should be punished. And he went down the list here.